Your brothers and sisters of Mamin and all the Mamin members around the world who attend this service through internet and GCN. This time, we offer a 36th anniversary Eve service. In the second part of this service, there will be a celebration performance. Let's give all thanks and glory to Father God, who's been with Mamin for the past 36 years. Let's give thanks to our shepherd, who's been leading us with sacrifice and devotion with all his life. Let's give our thanks to Mrs. Wong Lim Ni, the president of Mamin Prayer Center, who has led us to pray faithfully. My thanks should be directed to all the pastors and church workers and leaders on behalf of the shepherd who's been with us from the start of this church. Let's cheer up each other. Congratulations. Congratulations. Brothers and sisters, God chose Israelites among all nations of the world to be His chosen people. Through them, Father God wants them to show that Father God is alive and His will. And Father God wants all nations to understand God and respect Him and revere God. Moses taught the law and will of God to Israelites at the end of 40-year-long lives in the wilderness. Moses urged them to never forget the love and blessings of God who led them over the past 40 years. And Moses blessed 12 tribes of Israel. The last words of blessing were the words of today's scripture. Blessed are you, O Israel, who is like you, a people saved by the Lord, who is the shield of your help and the sword of your majesty, so your enemies will cringe before you, and you will tread upon their high places. Through these verses, Moses told them why Israelites are blessed. Who is like you, a people saved by the Lord? By asking this question, Moses let them realize that there is no other nation except Israel, who was saved by God. Father God became shield and sword to protect them from all enemies. Brothers and sisters, Father God of love says this to Mamin church members who are now facing the land of Canaan of blessing after 36 years of deserting. Blessed are you, O Mamin, who's like you, a people saved by the Lord, who is the shield of your help and the sword of your majesty. So your enemies will cringe before you and you will tread upon their high places. The God of love has given us true faith and in the faith of salvation has led us to live in joy for the last 36 years. It's difficult to find people who have the confidence in salvation and hope for heaven than Mamin members in the world. There will be none, I'm sure. The living God has been the shield of Mamin, and He has protected us in any kind of difficulties. This is the Mamin, this is the history of Mamin. History has two characteristics. One, history is true and truth. And second, history repeats itself. So if you think about the history of this country, you can see many historical events are repeating, like political events in Joseon Dynasty and Goryeo Dynasty. Some similar actions were repeating. When king is upright, people enjoy the prosperity. However, if there are so many crooked or corrupt people in government or in leading among leaders, they lost the prosperity and experienced the difficulties. Only the faith people were blessed, and they show that the truth won victory. This kind of actions has been repeated in history. It's the same in Manmin history. In any difficulties or hardships, Manmin has won victory because Manmin had goodness and truth and the faith in us. This is the history of Manmin. This story will repeat again until the Lord comes back. And we, Manmin, will enjoy victory and glorify God. Father God has been the sword of glory. And Father God let us experience victory all the time. The God of Shepherd has never made a mistake in the history of Manmin. Therefore, we also hope for the glory that we will enjoy at the end of these difficulties. Therefore, we are blessed. Tonight, I'm going to tell you the reasons why we can call ourselves blessed. As you listen to this message, please, we print that love and grace in your heart and glorify God. Why can we say the Manmin is blessed? First, it was the teachings of the true shepherd. Psalm 23, verse 1 and 2 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures, and he leads me beside quiet waters." Just like our Lord, our shepherd has been the shepherd of Manmin while teaching us for the last 36 years. Those words were the words of life and the gospel of sanctification that God gave to us. All people were destined to go to death and destruction. But as we believed in the precious blood of Jesus Christ who died for us, we were forgiven and we could reach eternal heaven. That's the gospel. But what we have learned over the last 36 years is the holiness gospel. Now, the gospel and holiness gospel are different? No, they're the same. The core is the same. However, there is a difference in depths. The core of gospel is that the mankind could be forgiven and reach salvation through Jesus Christ. However, the holiness gospel does not, end there. Through the fervent prayer, by the help of the Holy Spirit, as we get rid of the evil attributes inside the heart, then we can reach the level that we will never commit sin. In other words, we resemble the heart of Father God, and he recovered the lost image of Father God. That's the level that what I'm talking about. Philippians 2:5 says, "Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus." And Genesis 1:26 says, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness." The Bible tells us to possess the heart of Jesus Christ, because we can, our shepherd explained. When God created us, he created us in his own image. So, our image is in Father God's image. And our heart should be like Father God's heart. So the Bible tells us to have the heart of Jesus Christ and resemble the perfectness of Father God and recover the lost image of Father God. That's the ultimate purpose of human cultivation of Father God. And that's the true Christian life. Father God wants to save all mankind and lead them to heaven. And on top of that, Father God wants them to become His true children, resembling Him, and enjoy glory in New Jerusalem. Brothers and sisters in Christ, when and where did the gospel, holiness gospel come from? 44 years ago, after 7 years of illness, God met a man who was waiting for his death without a hope. He was forsaken by his own parents, his own siblings. But God met him and healed all his diseases. So he fell in love with his Father God. And that love was far superior than any other love. His heart was possessed by or filled with Father God. Who is he who met me? How does it look like? What kind of heart he has? What does it like? How can I please him? The man thought about this again and again and again. And he began to read the Bible. And as he read the Bible, he felt the heart and will of Father God and he was happy. Through the words, he came to understand the heart of Father God and he put that into practice. He fasted and prayed to cast off sin that he couldn't cast off just once. Matthew 4 verses 1 and 2, our Lord said, Matthew 4 verses 1 and 2 says, then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he then became hungry. Just like the Lord who prayed like this and fasted, our shepherd went to mountains and prayer houses to give countless fastings and prayers. Nobody told him to do that, but he did that. Because he was inspired by the Holy Spirit and he obeyed. I was a middle school student. I think I was a second grader when Shepherd started this church. And, you know, I visited him in, you know, summer holidays. Because he had the bookstore, you know. I read those books and, you know, I had a good time. And one thing strange was that I couldn't see him. He was not home. I could see only Mrs. Bonini who was, you know, singing, you know, hymns and keeping the store. She was the one. But I couldn't see, you know, Shepherd quite often. Later on, I came to know why, but, you know, whenever there was summer holidays, he went to, you know, mountains to pray with the small pack. Mountains and prayer houses. He always fasted and prayed back then. That's what I heard. I lived in Shinsadong area, and some, you know, I walked there or run to his store. I remember those days. And Mrs. Bonim Lee always says, you know, she was happy. You know, she was full of hymns all the time. And the store was full of customers. And whenever I visited her, you know, she always, you know, treated me. I was youngest niece. And then she treated me with the, you know, good food, such as, you know, hot chicken soup. And Father God answered him with his own voice or in the bright inspiration. One day, our shepherd heard the voice of Father God. Just as Luke 22:44 says, being in agony, he was praying very fervently, and his sweat became like drops of blood falling down upon the ground. He came to realize that that was the voice of God. As he remembered this, when Father God told him to read this, Luke 22:44, our shepherd realized the love of the Lord, who prayed desperately and faithfully for souls. And he realized what is the prayer that, which can please Father God? And our shepherd cried to pray like the Lord. Whenever he realized the will of Father God, his heart pumped, and he was so happy to obey the will of God. John 14:15 says, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. By the power of love, our shepherd cast off every form of evil that Father God hates. And he gradually recovered the lost image of Father God, which is the heart of the Lord. And our shepherd was called by God as his shepherd, as his servant. Then his love for Father God turned into love for souls. And he was in a passionate to save souls along with fastings and prayers. You know, I visited his house quite often, I said. You know, that house was very shabby. I think you know. The ground of the house is not in a Korean traditional style in Ondo. It's just the ground was just covered by some thick wood, and the five family members, you know, stay there. And I recall that inside that small room of small house, there was another small room. Even though the house was small and the room was small, inside that small room, there was another room, small room. I was a middle school student, I said. You know, your children play in that small house, right? So when I visited him, that extra room was not big, you know. It could be occupied with just a small kid. It was very small. That small was blocked by a small, you know, wood panel, and then it was called a prayer room. Of course, it was covered by the wallpaper. So anyway, I think there was some kind of, you know, pushing door. And it was called in the prayer room. As you can see, you know, the life of our shepherd was full of prayers and fastings. In mountains or wherever he was. So even though he was in his house to communicate with Father God, he made a small prayer room inside the small house. And then he went in and he prayed there. I didn't know about it back then. Later on, you know, I could realize then how much, you know, he was desperate to communicate with Father God to make that small prayer room. I realized that later. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. Brothers and sisters, the Bible is written by those who were inspired by God. Therefore, to understand the heart of Father God in the Bible, they need inspiration of the Holy Spirit. You know, they may misinterpret with fleshly thoughts. The life of the shepherd was full of inspiration of the Holy Spirit. And on top of that, he piled up prayers of love. So Father God began to explain the Bible one by one. Of course, our shepherd gave 7-year-long prayers to receive this explanation. Through the message of the cross, he let him know who Father God is, why he is cultivating humans. Father God was a voice in the vast universe, and he began the planning of human cultivation, and he created man to acquire true children who could share true love with God. He explained why he placed the tree of knowledge in the Garden of Eden, and he explained the heart of Father God. He also explained why Jesus Christ is the Savior, how to be truly forgiven of sin and reach salvation. And once we are taught of this message, we could have faith that could believe from the heart. Romans 10 verse 10 says, "For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation." Our shepherd, his teaching is so simple and clear. If you truly believe, you will act upon it. And he gave us a very easy parable. Brothers and sisters, you heard about the example of a lump of gold in the city of Busan, right? Well, someone will offer you, you know, $1 billion or $10 million once you pick up that gold and come back, right? Then if you truly believe it, then you will surely run down to the city of Busan to get it, right? How easy to understand it is. If you truly believe it, you will act upon it. That's the point of this message. That's the point of his teaching. So, believing in heart, what it is, and what it is to act upon it, he explained. So, now we came to possess faith to believe, right? Brothers and sisters, once a shepherd said this, "I've never doubted a Bible, and I believed everything in the Bible," he said. Well, when I heard it in the beginning of this, you know, mom in church, I thought I was a very faithful in the Christian. And when he said so, I said to myself that I've never doubted Bible either. I believed everything in the Bible too. That's what I thought myself. But then our shepherd said, if you believe it, you will act upon it, or you will put that into practice. And he said, he believed 66 books of the Bible, and when the Bible says cast off every form of evil, he did that. And he said, no, I believe that I could do that. And he put that into practice. All the power of God written in the Bible, he believed that he could manifest it. He sought for it, and he eventually manifested it. But I couldn't. I said, you know, I didn't doubt the Bible. But later on, I realized I didn't believe it truly. I didn't act upon it. I didn't put that into practice. There was a great difference. Our shepherd believed it, and he acted upon the Bible. Brothers and sisters, everything that was created in the providence of God has the purpose and meaning of God's creation, and we see them live on his will. But our lives, created as a warrant of all things, are living as beasts, losing the purpose and value created by God the Creator. Isaiah 1:3 says, "An ox knows its owner and a donkey its master's manger. But Israel does not know. My people do not understand." And Ecclesiastes 3:18 says, "I said to myself concerning the sons of men, God has surely tested them in order for them to see that they are but beasts." We were just like this. However, through the teachings of the shepherd, we come to realize the purpose and meaning of our lives so we can live a happy life by knowing what life is truly worth in the fear of God. What a great blessing it is. But we couldn't realize it by ourselves. On the basis of the words of life, our shepherd, he revealed the spiritual growth process in 5 levels of faith, which is measure of faith. We just believe that we will be saved if I believe. But we were not confident that, you know, we have faith that can save me. So sometimes we were afraid. Our past was like that. However, through the measure of faith, we came to know where I stand in the levels of faith and how to reach the mature measure of faith that Father God wants us to reach. Through this measure of faith, we understood what kind of dwelling places in heaven will be given, so we could take heaven by force. We were just afraid. We were afraid of hell. But now we came to realize how, you know, how horrible that is and how beautiful heaven is. We came to understand it. We have to put that in, put those into our hearts again and again, that this could not be done by our own might. Therefore, we came to have a clear goal to cast off every form of evil and reach the level of the Holy Spirit. He also explained and delivered the messages such as spiritual love and beatitudes. There are many Christians who do not know the true meaning of love, even though they call themselves children of God. But through those messages, we came to understand the meaning of spiritual love. And our hearts were so refreshed. Love is essential in our lives. And love has been the topic of many great novels in history, human history. However, the definition of love that Father God gives is so clear and easy. 1 John 5:3 says, "This is the love of God, that we keep His commandments, and His commandments are not burdensome." If we love, we will listen and obey others. The words of life refreshes our hearts and brightens, enlightens our eyes. Psalm 19:8 says, "The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes." We were refreshed, you know, when we heard these kind of messages. Well, there was an elder who came to this church. He read the Bible 100 times, he said. He was proud of that. Back then, you know, I was surprised to know that he read the Bible 100 times. But then, how many times we read the Bible, if we don't understand the heart of God contained in it, we're blind, right? But through the teachings of our shepherd, our eyes were enlightened. When we realized that how could fleshly people could love God who is spirit, and how is it possible, we were so refreshed. If we truly love God, we can keep all His commandments. And it's not easy, I mean, it's not burdensome if we truly love Father God. Once we understood it, we were so refreshed. Through the messages of beatitudes, we came to understand Father God's heart, which is goodness itself, and we try hard to resemble it. That was another level of blessing. Now, psalmist confesses like this in Psalms 119, verses 162 to 164. "I rejoice at your word as one who finds great spoil. I hate and despise falsehood, but I love your law. 7 times a day I praise you because of your righteous ordinances." Don't you think we have to praise God not only 7 times, but 70 times? It's not easy to understand Father God who governs the spiritual realm. It cannot be done by a man's might. We have to cast off every form of evil and be sanctified. And we got to receive the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, and we have to desperately search for Father God's heart. Then we can understand it. Brothers and sisters, we have the shepherd who knew deep heart of Father God. Through the teachings of our shepherd, we understood Father God, the Creator. Now, our lives is worthy because we live by the will of Father God. Galatians 12, 13 and 14 says, "The conclusion, when all has been heard, is fear God and keep His commandments, because this applies to every person. For God will bring every act to judgment, everything which is hidden, whether it is good or evil." So we are blessed. Mammin is blessed. We're so blessed because we understand true value of life, and we just run toward the true goal of life. So regardless of our age, race, or name, or in the citizenships, we're all Mammin and we're one family. This gospel holiness is spreading to the whole world. Whoever has the good conscience in their hearts, they are surprised to hear this holiness gospel and they rejoice. Or once ask you again, where this gospel of holiness came from? You and I know that our shepherd is not good at speech. However, that messages are given by Father God, that message has power and authority of Father God. Mark 1:22 says, they were amazed at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one having authority and not as the scribes. People with goodness understood that the authority and power of Jesus was from God, and they believed that he was the Christ. Father God guaranteed the power that our shepherd has manifested for the last 36 years. And we believe the power of our shepherd is from the Almighty Father God. We are witnesses. 2 Chronicles 9:7 says, how blessed are you, men! How blessed are these your servants who stand before you continually and hear your wisdom. It was the confession of envy and emotion that Queen Sheba, who came to Israel and met Solomon after hearing the wisdom of Solomon. The Queen of Sheba's confession is the confession of the world toward Mammin today. In Mammin magazine, we watched for the last 36 years, we have witnessed. This place, this church is heaven itself. There are many people who testify like this. Those who came to this church for the first time, once they opened the door to this sanctuary, and once they met the shepherd and listened to the gospel and messages, they realized this is heaven. We heard those in the testimonies a lot. So many of you confess, on top of, you know, this is heaven, you say, they say, oh, Mammin is full of faith and love, and they look so happy. Those in the novice Christians confess before us, right? They heard the news. They came to Mammin. Just like the confession of Queen Sheva. You know, sometimes, you know, the rumors are not right. You know? Rumors are just rumors. However, the rumors that Queen Sheva heard about King Solomon was true, and she was surprised. So many people confess, make confession that Queen Sheva made. Brothers and sisters, I've imagined these things as I prepare this message. If the Queen of Sheba participated in this service, what kind of confession did she have made? Just as, you know, Pastor Esther Chung said, I would think, you know, she would make the confession like this. Well, let me tell you, okay? I think she would confess like this. How blessed are the sheep of the shepherd. How blessed are the spiritual warriors of shepherd who stand before the shepherd continually and hear this wisdom. Blessed. How blessed are you? I believe, you know, the Queen of Sheba would confess like this. Once, you know, she came to this church. How blessed you are. I believe that she would confess like this. Brothers and sisters, Mammin is blessed. Our shepherd has taught these messages of truth all the time. Not long, right after the start of the church, it was 1983, it was Wednesday service. Back then, you know, our shepherd didn't like or tolerate, you know, people, you know, falling asleep during the service. You know, he had a very good eyesight, right? You know, he could, you know, recognize all the people in the second floor back there. Now, in the beginning of the church, the sanctuary was very small, right? So, nobody could escape from his, you know, eyes. So those who fell asleep, you know, he didn't tolerate. Even though, you know, I mean, no matter when it was, you know, he woke them up during the service. I think it was Wednesday. It's 1983. And then people, you know, members, you know, lived far from the church. So during the service, Wednesday service, many people fell asleep. So our shepherd waked them up. You know, once, twice, three times, again and again. And so I'm not sure what the reason was, but anyway, a shepherd went down from the altar. And he went to, he didn't go to the prayer room. He went out of the sanctuary, and he went home. He went to his room, because, you know, I am not capable of, you know, waking you up in during the service, so I need more prayer. I need more, you know, strength to wake you up. So all our members were surprised, right? We're so shocked. Something unimaginable happened. So there was an elder, and then along with that, you know, elder, other members were surprised, and they didn't know what to do. So they talked about it, and then they followed the shepherd in his room. And back then, you know, our shepherd was in a separate, you know, room. I think it was the house in the Shindaebang area. All members stood and knelt down before his room. And then, Senior Pastor, we were sorry. We didn't give worship service in spirit and truth. Please forgive us. We all knelt down and prayed and repented. And soon our shepherd came out. And he came back to the altar and began, you know, deliver the message. And we were so full of the Holy Spirit, and the service was full of tears. The reason I'm telling you this is that he was so passionate to teach us with the Word of God. He wants every one of us to understand the Word of God and change. So when people were sleeping during the service, he couldn't tolerate, because the Word of God is so precious, and he wants every one of us to understand it and change. So it didn't happen before, it didn't happen later. But it happened once. I believe, you know, Elder Boss Lee don't remember it, because, you know, he came late in Wednesday service back then. So such passion, our shepherd. We understand, we are witnesses, right? So second reason why Manmin must be blessed is the power of the shepherd. We've witnessed the great and amazing powers that God has revealed with the shepherd for the last 36 years. The power of God is different from the healing gift. The power of God not only heals, but even revives the dead nerves or disability. This power can manifest signs and wonders. It can stop famine, flood, earthquakes, typhoons. And this kind of power was given to our shepherd by God. And through this power, Father God confirms that messages that our shepherd delivers. Mark 16:20 says, "And they went out and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word by the signs that followed." Signs followed when the disciples of the Lord preached the gospel and prayed in the name of Jesus Christ. Cripples stood up, many people were healed, and people accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior. Like this, signs and wonders and amazing works of power that have been manifested through the shepherd in this church have never ceased to exist for the last 36 years. And it became driving force of Mormon history. Through this word of life, we came to understand love and goodness of Father God. However, if we had not experienced the power of God, we would not have been able to fight the good fight of faith. All the impossible things were possible by the power of God. Then fleshly thoughts were broken. We opened our heart and accepted the gospel, and we received the strength to live by the word of God. We came to believe invisible God through the power of God. John 4:48 says, "So Jesus said to him, 'Unless you people see signs and wonders, you simply will not believe.'" Our Lord said like this 2,000 years ago. What about now? So many people are stained by sin and evil, which prevail in this world. Their conscience became dull. People witness amazing signs and wonders through this church, but they try not to believe it. That's why, to complete the power of recreation, our shepherd has walked this way of difficulties. He fills up justice before Father God, so that even the hardened heart of that of Judas Iscariot or Pharaoh, our shepherd wants to break their free will by the power of God. 1 Corinthians 4:20 says, "For the kingdom of God does not consist in words but in power." Therefore, we need desperately this power of God. But it's hard to find those who can manifest the power of God, because power cannot be given to anyone. Even 12 disciples of Jesus manifested all these kinds of signs and wonders and power of God. Now, how is it possible that our shepherd can manifest such all the power of God? That is, he cast off every form of evil. His heart is full of love and goodness of God, and he resembled the heart of Jesus Christ completely. On top of that, his heart is so full of love for souls. He accomplished it through fervent prayers and fastings. As I told you before, our shepherd suffered from Greek diseases. However, Father God healed him all at once. Then his heart was burning with love for Father God. So he wanted to know the heart and will of Father God. As he was called as a servant of God, now his heart was burning for dying souls. How could make those people meet the living God and believe in him? It was the power of God which can make people who deny God, who believe idols, who do not know heaven and hell, to meet the living God. All the power of God, which was manifested by Apostle Paul, Peter, Moses, Elijah, and the Lord, our shepherd sought for it by faith. But you know, it is not easy to receive this power. It is even harder to manifest even greater power than our Lord did. It could be done only by the life that has no self-ego. So he denied parents, family, and himself, and he had to live his life only with sacrifice and devotion for the last 40 years. On top of that, he had to go through all kinds of refinements and trials in tears and pain for the last 7 years. Now, he's almost there to complete the power of recreation. So, he is walking the way of getting it, just like our Lord was crucified on the cross. John 14:12 says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to the Father." The power of the shepherd will make even the people with hardened heart believe the living God and change their free will. This power is the must in this end time. This power is a must for those churches who lost their duty to save souls. Brothers and sisters, there are more than 7.6 billion people on this earth. How many of them will be saved if the Lord comes back now? Have you ever thought about it? I have. Indeed, many. 7.6 billion people. And you know that there are many Christians around the world who worships God, who go to church, who attend Wednesday service. Now, if there are like 2 billion Christians, what about other like more than 5 billion people? They will go to hell. Now, what about those in the 2 billion Christians? Will they be all saved? You and I know that they will not. Half of all? Or 500 million? I've thought like this. Now, how many would be saved? That's what I've thought. That's not what Father God wants. In Europe, there was a survey. About like 50% of young people in Europe do not believe in God. And about a century later, the Christianity will disappear in the land of Europe. That was research. Then, as you can see, the numbers of Christians are reducing. To make the will of God, who wants every people to know the truth and receive salvation, they need this gospel of holiness. And His providence of human cultivation will be accomplished through Mamin by the power of recreation, which will be manifested by our shepherd. Only by that, billions of people will be saved. Because that's the will of Father God. So this world needs Mamin. This world needs a shepherd. This world needs the power of recreation. Isaiah 42:8 says, "I'm the Lord. That is my name. I will not give my glory to another, nor my praise to graven images." Brothers and sisters, we must never forget that the amazing power that comes through this shepherd is derived from the shepherd's deep love for me and you. Therefore, the power of recreation is the core of our shepherd's great love for us. So, we are with the shepherd, so we are blessed. Apostle Paul confessed that in his love for the Lord, who saved himself, who was foremost of all sinners, and called him into his servant. 2 Corinthians 5 verses 13 and 14 says, "For if we are besides ourselves, it is for God. If we are of sound mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ controls us, having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died." Matthew 13, verse 16 and 17 says, "But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. For truly I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it." Brothers and sisters, Mamin is blessed because we still live in the Bible every day. We experience those works of His the works of the Bible now, as if we are Apostle Peter or Apostle Paul. We live a Christian life like those of the early church. Brothers and sisters, the third reason we are blessed is that we have hope for New Jerusalem. There are many Christians who go to church, but they say they don't believe in heaven. They just go to church, but they don't do things for the kingdom of God. They don't pray, they don't work, they don't volunteer in the church. They just compromise with the world, but they call themselves Christians. However, if they have even a little bit of conscience left in their heart, they worry about their salvation. I remember when I was an elementary school student, I was afraid of sin after hearing about hell during the service. I would rather be the person in the picture of hell. I mean, because a person in that picture does not have spirit and soul, so they would not worry about hell, right? When I became a middle school student, even though I worshipped and prayed very fervently, but the fear was added up in my heart. My heart was burdened because of the sin of the world. Until I met the shepherd, nobody could solve this problem. But I met my shepherd. All those problems were solved by the words of life. And now I'm confident that I will be saved and go to heaven. Now I am living with hope for heaven. I was so touched and received much grace in the Friday all-night service. I think it was 1982. It was August 6th, I guess. And I couldn't attend the opening service because I was a member of another church. So I didn't thought about to come to Mamin Church. I just, brought, some luggages to just this newly started church. That was, my mother was the same. But she said, she received much grace in Friday service. So she asked me to go to Friday service together. And I heard the messages. It was the message of living faith and dying faith. After I heard it, the burden of sin was gone. And my heart was so refreshed, and I made repentance, and then I was so, my face was covered with tears. Back then, I was like 15 or 16 years old. All kinds of burden of sin were gone. I was so happy. And then, my shepherd looked like God. Who is he? He's not my uncle. He looked like God to me. Then I kind of afraid whenever I stood before him. But that's how I started my Christian life. So we didn't have confidence in our salvation. But now, we came to have hope for New Jerusalem now. Father of love gave duty to our shepherds to save many dying souls and to lead them to New Jerusalem. Father God prepared heaven for us out of His love. And New Jerusalem is the core of His love. Revelation 21:2 says, "And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride adorned for her husband." To lead us to the New Jerusalem, our shepherd has done great job. Galatians 4:19 says, "My children, with whom I am again in labor until Christ is formed in you." Once in a service, I was told and asked by the shepherd that I loved. Brothers and sisters, when parents raise a child, they must do all the hard works It would be a lie if there is no pain in the process of taking care of thousands of souls into spirit. But if just one more of you can go to New Jerusalem, how much Father God is pleased. That's why I'm leading you to New Jerusalem. Therefore, I want you to shine like sun in New Jerusalem and rejoice together with Father God. That's what our shepherd said. Brothers and sisters, once we face refinement, sometimes we lose our confidence. How can I go to New Jerusalem? Sometimes we want to give up. But Father God and the Lord gave us perfect love. Father God let his Son die on the cross to show us how much He loves us. And we have witnessed that love through our shepherd for the last 36 years. Our shepherd once said, if we have this love and feel it and have it and take heaven by force, we can eventually go to New Jerusalem. God Himself chose us and He called us. Every one of you who listen to this message, you are called by Father God. That's why you are here. Believe it. Luke 17, verses 17 and 18 says, then Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 cleansed? But the 9, where are they? Was no one found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner? One day, 10 lepers wanted Jesus to be healed. And the Lord answered and they were healed. But there was only one who came back and glorified God. For 36 years, countless of people experienced the healing works and power of God. Now, what about those people? There are only one left out of 10? One out of 10, no. One out of 1,000 left and glorify God. That's you and I. How precious you are. How blessed you are, brothers and sisters. Our shepherd said, you are the people who will go to New Jerusalem. I will drag you to New Jerusalem, he promised. This is the confession and promise of love made by our shepherd. I witnessed the shepherd, and he has never made a lie, and he always kept his promises. That's why our shepherd is walking this way of in the persecution even today. However, in order for this promise to be fully realized, our 1% of justice is necessary. It's easy when compared to the glory of New Jerusalem. But Father God guarantees our shepherd, and once we trust Him and then obeys it, then we know it will come true. Father God knew the faith of Abraham, but Father God gave him a test to give his son Isaac as burnt offering. Abraham received the blessing after he passed the test. Father God knew our shepherd. Father God knew you and me. Father God knew that how much our shepherd loved Father God and accomplished, world ministry through his amazing power, and how many spiritual warriors would be born in this church, and how many would come to New Jerusalem. Now God has given us a blessing, blessed trial before that, amazing blessing. Now we have to show our perfect obedience and love. This is all by the love of Father God and by the love of our shepherd who wants to lead every one of us to New Jerusalem. Please remember this message and change your heart into the heart of goodness and become faithful. Let me conclude this message. Brothers and sisters, we are proud Manmin. We are not exalting ourselves. But this Manmin is a proud name because Father God gave this name to show that He would accomplish the providence of human cultivation through Manmin. He has governed the history of Manmin, and He will lead us until the Lord comes back. Brothers and sisters, there are so many dying souls without understanding the love of Father God. So many people need us. So we should become spiritual warriors after overcoming these trials. It was shocking news to give, son as a burnt offering. But Abraham was not surprised. He was ready to obey. because he believed that Father God believed Abraham. That was the perfect trust. Father God of love has also trusted me. Our beloved shepherd also believes in me and you. In this time of blessing, we have to believe that we are blessed in the providence of Father God. And we have to comply to His faith. We have to accomplish His will. We have to cheer up each other. And we have to change all together. I pray in the name of the Lord that you remember all those times of blessing and change and become great warriors. Brothers and sisters in Christ, let's read today's scripture together. Blessed are you, O Manmin, who is like you, a people saved by the Lord, who is the shield of your help and the sword of your majesty. So your enemies will cringe before you, and you will tread upon their high places. Manmin, you are blessed. Amen. Let's think of the message and pray together.
Hallelujah. Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centuries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables and internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes, and the deaf come to hear, and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns, and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things, and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.